It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And many thanks to you. Yes, you specifically, you, the listeners, people listening all over North America, Uber drivers, taxi drivers, DoorDashers, UPSers, factory workers, hospital workers. Hey, come on, Hickey, help me out. What a military people, hospital, bar workers, restaurateurs, entrepreneurs, carpenters, people working with their hands that can only listen to the radio. Thank you. Hickey, did I leave anybody out?
I think you covered it. Sounds like you got every single profession or some sort of profession in that area.
Astronauts.
You're right. That's the one. If you're listening,
how many astronauts do you know? You know any?
Zero. Neil Armstrong. I don't know. There's one.
Like
name or like know personally.
You know what? We have to. I say we like we're attached at the hip. Obviously, we are not. We're couple, well, not even a couple. We're a lot of hundreds of miles away. I'll get to you in 90 minutes on a plane, but we got to find an astronaut. We have to, right? We should.
That'd be fun to talk to them. You know, talk to them about a lot to talk about.
Is there a sports-related astronaut that we can, well, first of all, we got to find the astronaut, right? That's number one. And then we got to find one that has something to do with sports. And I don't know how easy that is, because I'm thinking if you're an astronaut, the last thing you're doing is watching a bunch of people kick, dribble, or smack a ball, right?
Well, what else are you going to do in space?
Projects?
Orbiting. If you're off, you know, it's like you're not working on projects 24/7. You got some downtime. What are you doing in the downtime?
I mean, aren't they watching? The aren't they trying to? What do they see? Just stars, right?
And, nothing.
And Earth.
Earth would be cool. I'm sure that gets old fast, you know, in this day and age.
I mean, damn it, if you want to come back, I guess you don't even look at Earth. I'd be looking at Earth going, man, do I want to go back?
But that's true.
I mean, who wants to be up there anyway? Yeah. So I feel like being an astronaut was a big deal a long time ago. And now it's, I don't even know if we have, like, is the International Space Station still a thing? Like, are the country's in agreement enough to even have astronauts up there? I have no idea.
I mean, Elon himself is going to space, so I guess anyone could do it now, right?
Hasn't all of his space things failed? Like, do they escape Earth?
I thought technically they did. Like, it's like, and you barely break the, is it the sound barrier? Is it? I don't know exactly what you break to technically be in space.
There's
but
something Spears. There's like different levels to it. Like, look,
I thought they broke it to technically go to space. I could be wrong.
One time, I think, right?
Yes, just one time. I'm saying now everyone's doing it, you know?
I'm supposed to trust a guy to go to space, and this idiot can't even run Twitter or X. Like, this man bought it for what, $44 billion, and it's worth 20 right now?
That's right.
I'm supposed to trust this guy to go to outer space?
I'm not saying trust. I wouldn't be going in the spaceship, that's for sure. But I'm just saying, you know, you can if you wanted to. The option's there.
Listen, man, there is not a damn thing in outer space for me. Nothing. If I was supposed to be in outer space, then I'd have, I can't even say wings. If I was supposed to be in space, I would be. But I'm here on Earth breathing the rest of the pollution and everybody else. So I'll make do. Shout outs to the astronauts and shout outs to the people listening in a submarine. We appreciate you too. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY. And we've talked about a lot. Doc Rivers is the new head coach of the Bucks. Jim Harbaugh is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. This is also exciting. Nobody's talking about this one. I wonder why. Prepare yourselves. Brian Callahan is the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Where's the excitement? Where is it? Like, how come nobody cares about that? Maybe it's because, Titans are ass, okay? And maybe it's because the majority of people have no idea who the hell Brian Callahan is. Oh, maybe it's because the Tennessee Titans actually fired a great head coach in Mike Vrabel and brought in a dude who's not going to have the same talent to work with. It's a possibility. Anyway, the Tennessee Titans were excited to bring him on. Hey, Hickey, what's the president's name? Is it Burke Kneehill? That's who it is, right?
Burke Kneehill.
Burke Kneehill is the president of the Titans. And he said on 104.5 The Zone, he said that Brian Callahan, he's talked about when he knew that he'd be their guy.
Brian was the last in-person interview. It started off as an interview, right? People asking Brian questions, Brian answering the questions. At some point, Amy Adams Strunk, Kenneth Adams, myself, Rand, Chad Brinker, Anthony Robinson are in the room. And at some point, that interview changed from an interview to a workshop on how they were going to build this thing. It just naturally evolved into it. Rand and Brian went from Rand asking questions, Brian answering questions, to them just riffing and getting excited, and everybody was sitting up in their chair.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second. Now, help me out here. Maybe it's just me. Isn't that how interviews work? Isn't an interview, hey, listen to this, folks. We knew he was the guy because we asked him questions, and he answered our questions. And wait a minute. He gave us such good answers, we got excited. That's when we knew he was the guy. You know, maybe I feel a little bit better. Maybe I wouldn't be such a jerk about this if they didn't fire Mike Vrabel. Good luck. You know, I got no ill will towards Brian Callahan. I just know, is Will Levis going to be Joe Burrow? Is Ja'Marr Chase coming to join him? I know T. Higgins is going to be a free agent. We know the Cincinnati Bengals, they don't want to pay anybody. I mean, they barely want to give you water in the team facility. So, look, maybe T. Higgins will join him, but the last time I checked, T. Higgins ain't Ja'Marr Chase either. And so, look, I wish nothing but the success, much success for the Tennessee Titans, but they're still a dumbass organization for getting rid of Mike Vrabel. My apologies. Maybe things work out better for the Los Angeles Chargers. Well, quite frankly, things can't be worse for the Los Angeles Chargers by bringing in Jim Harbaugh. This is someone who has one of the highest winning percentages of any coach in the NFL who has just led a team for a minimum of 50 games. In the NFL, with the 49ers, Jim Harbaugh had a record of 44-19. This man went to a Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick. This man lost the Super Bowl to his brother. This news broke about 2 hours ago. Mike Garofalo on the NFL Network decided to share this news, and he let everybody know what was going on. Take a listen to this.
And Jim Harbaugh has flirted with a return to the NFL the last couple of years. This one felt different because it was mission accomplished back at his alma mater to win the national championship. There were multiple jobs that he was checking out. It wasn't just like, what was it, last year when he had the interview, or 2 years ago when he had the interview with the Minnesota Vikings, and it was like, that may be like the right situation. He was pretty much all in on returning to the NFL if he found the right spot, and this one proved to be the right spot. It is a area that he's familiar with, that he played in, that he coached in. He coached down there in San Diego. I'm told he still has a place down there. So Jim Harbaugh returning to the NFL, back to California. He was with the San Francisco 49ers, took them to the postseason. Here you see him the other night returning the favor from his brother John, being with him on the sideline for the national championship game. He showed up for this game for the Baltimore Ravens. And now you got both Harbaugh brothers back in the NFL, this time in the same conference. So we may see them face off a little bit more than we saw the first time around. Jim and John Harbaugh back in the NFL together. Ian, I'm told the conversation within the last day or so was about staffing, the final pieces, to make sure everything fit, to make sure that there was going to be enough money to pay the assistants. He may take some of the guys that were with him in Michigan, as well as maybe some familiar faces that he had during his previous time in the NFL, and then maybe even some fresh faces. But they're going to start putting that together along with the general manager hire.
Come on, this is a good move for the Chargers, right? Can't be any worse than what things were over the past couple of seasons. Not even couple, multiple seasons. The last time Jim Harbaugh was in the NFL, this man, his last three seasons, he went to two NFC championship games, and then he went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, he lost all three, but I mean, damn it, I just told you about the guy's record. Give him some time with Herbert. I don't know if Herbert is going to be throwing the ball 50 times like a maniac. I'm sure Jim Harbaugh will cut down on that. I have no idea who their running back is going to be. We know Austin Eckler, he's been angling for more money, just like every running back in the NFL for the past couple of seasons. And so I want to see what this roster construction looks like. Let's also keep in mind, Tom Telesco, the general manager, the guy who has pretty much ran the team for the past 10 years, he got fired along with Brandon Staley, and now he's the new general manager of the Raiders. And if I don't talk about that today, I'm going to get into that tomorrow, because there are so many people here in the NFL that just get recycled. You could be a complete loser. How about this? Tom Telesco, for all of the talent that he drafted and selected and the teams that he put together, the man has a losing record when it comes down to being an executive for the Chargers, and it took an idiot with the Raiders to go ahead and give him a job. Come on. I get it. Mark Davis is the one who hired him. This is the same Mark Davis who looked at Mike Mayock on ESPN and said, I need that guy. I need him to run my team. I need to take him from television. So maybe I can't use him as the greatest example, but it's just, it becomes so passe just to hire everybody. And I get it. People hire their friends. People hire the people that they're used to. But isn't there a point in time where we should get some new blood? No. Sounds like life. People just handing people jobs because they're their friends. Do something different. 855-212-4CBS. Alex is calling from Alaska. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alex?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to add on to that astronaut thing. I mean, I feel like Josh Dobbs is a pretty good astronaut to interview.
Wait. I don't think he's an astronaut. Maybe he has a degree in math or science. I don't think he's a full at. If he was an astronaut, you think he'd be in the NFL?
I mean, he's in the NFL. I'm pretty sure he's an astronaut. I don't know.
What makes you sure that he's an astronaut?
Well, I know he has a Madden card that's called the Pastronaut, so.
A Madden card that calls him the Pastronaut?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll say it this way, Alex. I'm sure he is highly educated, which I know he is. But I think, I don't know if he could be an astronaut and be an NFL player at the same time. I think being an astronaut might require a little bit more time than he could spare.
Just a little, though.
Yeah, just a little. Are you an astronaut, Alex?
I'm not. No, not currently. No.
No, not currently. If you don't mind, what do you do?
I'm a high school. I'm a junior.
Oh, you're a junior in high school. What would you like to do when you're done with high school?
I was planning on going. My plan is to go to the Air Force Academy, but I got to get a bunch of stuff done for that.
Oh, you might be an astronaut. Yeah. Do you want to be an astronaut?
I don't know about astronaut. Pilot, maybe, yeah.
Isn't that kind of like one of the first steps? Like, if you become a pilot in the Air Force, can you then not call up NASA and say, look, I want to be an astronaut? Isn't that how it works?
I think that'd be reasonable, yeah.
So be an astronaut. I need to know one, okay?
All right, yeah, I will be.
All right, good. See, look at that. Thank you, Alex, for calling from Alaska. Hey, look, Ryan, we are inspiring the next generation of astronauts.
look at it, you go.
No, us.
Us. Well, I don't want to take any credit. It was your idea, but.
No, us. He's going to be an astronaut.
We're bringing space back on this show.
Are we?
Trying to, at least.
Where did it go? Nowhere, right?
Well, no one's been in a while, so.
Really? We haven't sent nobody up there?
Have we heard it? I haven't heard about it.
I don't know. Is there like some, I'm be mean and disrespectful. I can't wait for the emails to come my way. We don't got like a Russian guy floating around up there. There's not a dog, the monkey. That's like in the 60s and 70s, right? There's nothing floating around up there.
Not that I'm aware of, at least at the moment. Space is also pretty big, so it's possible.
It is. I know we got a lot of space junk orbiting Earth. That much I do know. I need to get into aeronautics. That's what I need to do. It's a lot of money there. Hey, Matt is calling from Arkansas. I'm sure he's an astronaut. Hey, Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Well, JR, I'm not an astronaut.
Oh, no. Okay. Disappointing. I'm disappointed. Go ahead.
Well, hey, no. It's hard to follow up with some of them calls, but it's pretty funny. But first of all, I want to give props to Chuck Barrett as a good commentator in Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
And you know, I've always been a guy that I love listening to radio and sports commentators like Ben Scully, you know, Joe Buck, Jim Nance, stuff like that. But I won't take up much more of your time, but I missed an hour and 22 minutes of your first show because I had to talk to my wife.
Oh, that's a good reason to miss the show. Wives are important.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about Jim Harbaugh going to the Chargers. I was okay. Like, all right. So I'm not an astronaut, and I'm kind of ignorant, but
okay.
How would they pick, like, him versus, like, Lane Kiffin, Swoops, Lane Kelly from USC, anybody that's in the college program, pick Jim Harbaugh to go to the Chargers?
Because he actually has a history of success in the NFL. It's that simple.
I got you.
That's it. I mean, tell me, please, how many games has Lane Kiffin won in the NFL with the Raiders? I mean, how much success did he have? I mean, if you want to go back and look at Lincoln Riley, I mean, please tell me about all of his massive success in the NFL, because last time I checked, there is none. So
no, there wasn't. But I guess it was, and I don't know if it's more of like the same thing.
No, it's the results, man. I mean, Urban Meyer got a shot at the NFL, and Urban Meyer was looked upon as a complete jackass who wasn't mature enough to help lead grown men. I mean, there's a difference between coaching young men where you can tell them what to do and how to do it and you have control versus grown men who at some of these
like
dudes, they're making more money
like
than the coach.
Deion Sanders? Why not like a Deion Sanders then? If that's the case, if they're going to lead young men, or like a Jimbo Fisher.
Did you hear Deion Sanders talk about a potential move to the NFL? Have you heard him?
No.
Deion Sanders said at this stage he would not want to coach in the NFL because they are grown men, because there is less influence to have on them. And I'll give you an analogy, because you said you were talking to your wife earlier today, right?
Yes, sir.
You and your wife decided to be together, right? I hope so, right?
Well, kind of, yes.
Yeah, kind of. Well, yes. Let's stick on that one. You and your wife decided to be together. You can't have an NFL coaching opportunity and a coach and just slap them together like an arranged marriage. The coach has to want the job, and the team has to want that coach. Similar to you and your wife. Y'all wanted each other, and here you are, happily married, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Exactly. happily married. Let's stick on that one. So, look, this man had success, this man being Jim Harbaugh. The Chargers have not had success, and so it's an easy match. If you gave me an option, if I had an option of choosing, you know, who I wanted to get with, I'm looking at Lincoln Riley and all these other people that you named, and I got Jim Harbaugh standing there. It's pretty simple, Matt. I'm going to go with the guy who's had success. You're not picking the ugliest woman to be your wife, right? You want the prettiest one.
That's correct. Yep.
Well, there you go. That's why you have a pretty wife. Hey, thank you, Matt, for calling from Arkansas. Matt is correct. He's not an astronaut. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about a guy who I think he might believe he's an astronaut, and Grant Hill had to tell him, I don't even want you to play basketball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I also want you to know this. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been able to talk about some of the coaching hires, whether it's Jim Harbaugh or Doc Rivers. We were able to talk about some announcers tonight as well. I gave you a top six list of my favorite announcers. Walt Clyde Frazier is number one on my list. We talked about some of the comings and goings at the coordinator level of the NFL. Cliff Kingsbury interviewing with the Eagles to be their OC. I mean, if I was Nick Sirianni, I'd be like, man, they're going to fire me eventually and give the job to him. So we've had a busy, busy day. And then even right before the break, having a discussion about astronauts, how smart you have to be one. Somebody called and said Josh Dobbs is an astronaut. I'm like, he's not. One day he might be an astronaut, but he's not an astronaut right now. He's a middling NFL quarterback, which is not too shabby of a job. He's getting paid millions of dollars to get slapped around by 300-pound men. Some people do that for free. Anyway, someone who thinks he is probably as smart as an astronaut is a future NBA Hall of Famer, unless he just kicks, punches, slaps his way out of the NBA, and that's Draymond Green. A four-time NBA champion, an Olympic gold medalist, two times. Yesterday, we actually talked about this. Ryan and I did. The NBA, USA Basketball, they decided to release the names of 41 individuals who could potentially make it to the 12-team, 12-man roster for the next Olympic Games in Paris. 41 names, only 12 making it. You can probably name some of the dudes who are going to go if they want to go. I don't see why they wouldn't. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, you know, who am I missing? LeBron James, of course. But there was a name who was missing. It didn't come past my brain. I didn't give it a second thought. I did not care until it made the news today. Draymond Green was not on that 41-man roster. He was not in that pool of 41 names to participate in the Olympics. The man who runs the Olympic program for USA Basketball, if you are not familiar, it's Grant Hill. And Grant Hill actually answered that question today as to why Draymond did not make the Olympic team, or at least the pool to be considered for the team. And it's real simple. Grant Hill, very nice guy. He could be an astronaut. Too late, though. He said his contributions have been significant, and he is a real part of the legacy of this organization for his excellence. But I think, just in lieu of sort of what's transpired this year, we made a decision to not have Draymond Green on this list with this particular point in time with the process. Come on now. You can't punch people, slap people, kick them in the groin, and expect to represent the United States of America in basketball? Maybe they can call up Draymond Green to be a part of the wrestling team. If we're still doing Greco-Roman wrestling in the next Olympic Games, I feel like they're taking away some of the good sports. And that's one of the originals. But for the basketball team, come on. Grant Hill continued on. He said, "We all understand and certainly have great respect and sensitivity to this particular period in his career, and he's working through some things both on and off the court. And so we at USA Basketball wanted to support him on his journey, and we just didn't feel that playing over the summer gives him the best opportunity to do what he needs to do." Come on now. Does Draymond Green need 3 Olympic gold medals? First of all, nobody needs 3 medals. It's not a birthright for anybody. If you got an Olympic gold medal, damn it, I guess you earned it. Hey, here's a simple question. Ryan Hickey, you don't have no gold medals, right?
No, sir.
Yeah, you don't have none. I don't have no gold medals. Hey, Marco Belletti, do you got a gold medal?
I do not.
Yeah, nobody got a gold medal here. Draymond Green has 2. It's not his birthright to be on Team USA Basketball because he knows how to play good defense. What the world does not need is an international incident in Paris. We don't need Draymond Green kicking some foreign guy from Serbia in the groin, causing an international incident. We don't need it. I'm glad for once, and I guess this can be considered a punishment, because why wouldn't Draymond Green want to represent the United States of America? Why wouldn't he want to go out there and get a 3rd gold medal? He got one in Rio. He got one in Tokyo. You don't need another one. I'm actually happy somehow, some way that he got punished. Maybe that makes me a mean you-know-what, but I could care less. He doesn't deserve to be on the team given his behavior. I mean, look at Team USA Basketball standing up for itself before the Golden State Warriors. But I guess the Golden State Warriors, they're a business. They got to pay the man. And Team USA Basketball, it's a business as well. But they get to choose from 41 players. Yeah, Draymond Green can stay his ass home and he could watch the Olympics just like me on my couch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. You know, Ryan, I thought about that. When we were thinking about this list and the top 6 and talking about my favorite sports broadcasters, and I thought about active broadcasters, Dick Vitale did cross my mind. I thought about Dick Vitale, and I didn't put him on. I know he's been fighting and dealing with cancer over the past few years. But he is still active. He is still a damn good announcer and, you know, talking about diaper dandies and all these other things. And I wish him nothing but the best, as I believe last week he underwent an additional procedure just to make it easier for him to continue to talk and deliver to us a lot of those famous quips. But let me ask you this, Ryan. Do you have a favorite sports broadcaster? Is someone out there right now that you really enjoy listening to?
I do. Well, one is on the list. I love Gus Johnson. Big fan of Gus, but to avoid being repetitive and naming guys on your list as well, one guy not named, Keith Hernandez.
Ah, yes.
Love Keith because he is someone that it's sort of joking, but sort of not, can't wait to get home sort of thing. So like his agitation, if it's a blowout or a bad game or a long game, his frustration is I enjoy personally. I get a kick out of it.
Yeah, Gary, Keith, Ron, SNY, New York Mets. And you know, I appreciate their candor and their honesty. I think, and I know every part of the country is different. I'm not for the homerism, you know? I don't need to be the good guys and the bad guys. Like, if the team is bad, if my home team is bad, what are we sugarcoating it for? And I get it. A lot of that comes from the top. We heard this this past season with the Baltimore Orioles. I forgot the gentleman's name.
Kevin Brown.
Yes, Kevin Brown. And he basically got stuffed into the closet. They put him into cobwebs because he told the truth about where the Orioles were. And he didn't say anything bad. He wasn't even critical. He just told the truth. And he was punished by ownership. And so I really appreciate someone who could be entertaining and just be straightforward. I think sometimes folks do a little too much and not being authentic or thinking this is the way a broadcaster is to sound or I must sound like this or just be yourself. There's nothing better than taking a listen to a broadcaster or a combination of broadcasters who just honestly sound like they're just chatting it up. It doesn't sound over rehearsed or manufactured or this is the way we need to do it or I'm going to say this and you say that. Nah, just flow, man. Just flow. Simple as that. Yeah, nah, Keith, I'd put him in the same boat and nah, he's not out there dropping limericks and rhymes like Walt Clyde Frazier does for the New York Knicks. But he is certainly someone that he shoots straight. He's an enjoyable listen. He's informed on what he has to say. He has experience. Damn good listen. Good call. I appreciate that, Hickey. That's a good one. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to California, and let's talk to Billy Ray. Billy Ray, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Re-Show.
How are we doing out there?
We're doing damn good, Billy Ray. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm actually doing better than fine. Things just keep getting better out here in California, and let me tell you why. First of all, I just want to say my favorite sports announcer to listen to, even though I'm born and raised in Chicago and a Cubs fan, I love Bob Uecker. I love his honesty, the way he does things. And if you ever heard of the interview about Bob Uecker, he likes to push the silent button and say things to the co-announcers about the fans walking by or the ladies walking by. Bob Uecker's a real man.
Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
All right. So I want to get to this, and this is why happy day, such a happy day in California, because my good friend Jim Harbaugh is out here coaching, and I'm going to be able to see him live again. When I say good friend, I mean I also went to the University of Michigan, and I was at the Rose Bowl when they beat the Alabama Tide, who I like to call them that way instead of the Tide. They died, and I got to see him in person. So he's a good friend of mine as far as I'm concerned. Now, what's the reason? What's your take on why he is not going to get along with management? Can you tell me?
Did I say such a thing? I didn't say such a thing.
I thought that someone said he was going to be a good coach out there but not be able to get along with management.
You did not hear that out of my mouth, Billy Ray. Maybe you're hallucinating.
That could be true because I am into psychedelics, but I'm not on them right now. Now, with that said, what do you think, L.A., how do you think they are going to receive Jim Harbaugh?
Well, hold on a second, Billy Ray. Put you on hold for a second. I had to just compose myself. It's like Billy Ray. Hold on. Let's bring Billy Ray back. Billy Ray, did you just tune into the show?
I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, there you go. We've been talking about this for the past, I don't know, 3 hours. That's why I was confused. You asked me a question about something I didn't say. How do I feel California will receive Jim Harbaugh? Here's the thing. I don't think anybody cares. Not in that regard. I don't think anybody's looking at him, oh, my God, we got a cheater. If I'm in California, why do I care? Are you going to help us beat Patrick Mahomes? That's
exactly.
That's it. Why would anybody care? I mean, you had Anthony Lynn and you had Brandon Staley. What is anybody supposed to do? Oh, my God. We're bringing in a guy who, when he did coach in the NFL, had one of the most successful tenures in blocks of time of any coach ever. Who the hell is going to complain about this? An idiot? Only an idiot would.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, let me ask you one other question to somebody who did go to the University of Michigan and graduated in 99. Do you think they are going to inherit the problems and the speculation, the specialization that has taken place in Ann Arbor this past year?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of inheriting. A lot of it has been left behind under this 9-year tenure of Jim Harbaugh. It's very clear. He is leaving. and he is exiting under, yes, a national championship, but the potential of more trouble and more punishment. And so whether it happens to be a loss of scholarships, you can't suspend a guy who's not there. You can't fire a guy who's not there. You can't take away money from a guy who's not there. And I think that's one of the reasons why he decided to leave. Now, having said that, we know that he's wanted to bail and look at NFL opportunities for the past several years. And so is Michigan going to be left to just handle the brunt of what's left over? Yes, and absolutely. But he won't have anything to do with it. He's gone.
I appreciate what y'all are saying. I got one more comment to make, and then I'll let you do your thing because you do it so well.
All right,
there's an up-and-coming pitcher at the University of Wisconsin on the women's softball team. People need to keep their eye out for her. She's a freshman now. Came out of Wrightstown, Wisconsin, excuse me. Her name is Sarah Ann. Take a look out for her. Fastball, I believe, is somewhere in the upper 70s, and Whoa. She needs to be looked at.
Okay. Well, thank you, Billy Ray, for calling from California. No doubt. You know, Ryan, that is the first time. No, maybe not. Yeah, maybe it is the first time that somebody has ever called up and talked about a softball pitcher.
A freshman, nonetheless. So it sounds like his scouting reports, based on what you did in high school, which is even, I mean, Billy Ray's plugged in, I guess, to the softball circuit.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin.
Come on. You know, the last softball player I remember was Jenny Finch. If you were to ask me to name another softball player, I wouldn't be able to. That man just told me about a softball player. He just said, hey, JR, remember her name? Know her name? She's coming up. I don't even remember what the hell he just said. I was still taken aback that he mentioned a softball player. No disrespect to a softball player, but the most I see a softball is, I don't know, maybe I'm sitting at a bar in May or June, and they got ESPN on, and then there's college softball. And I don't know who the hell any of these women are, because the next thing I know, where am I watching the professional softball league? Does it exist? I'm sure it does. I'm not watching it. I don't know where it is. Congratulations to the woman that he mentioned, though. I don't know nothing about her. Dave is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I'll make it real quick. I just want to address the last caller when he's talking about Michigan and Alabama, because I'm an Alabama fan. It would take a loser Michigan fan to talk about Alabama with their sixth championship. They got lucky in that game. Have a good night, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Miami. Dave is the authority on just kind of needling everybody. I think that's is Ryan, is that his MO? He just calls and wants to fight the other callers and stuff? That's what he does, right?
There's like a civil war going on here tonight. Ohio State fans calling out Michigan. Alabama fans calling out Michigan. Michigan fans now coming back and defending their school. This has taken a turn that I definitely did not foresee coming with Jim Harbaugh leaving, that's for sure.
Well, a lot of people don't like Michigan. We knew that point already. And, you know, as one of our earlier callers in the show, he made a point about why is nobody talking about him being a cheater? Why is no one bringing up the fact about how Michigan is going to lose the championship? And why, like, man, people talked about his suspension at the beginning of the college football season for recruiting violations. People talked about his suspension at the end of the season due to a cheating scandal and, you know, stealing signs. Like, people have been talking about it all season. I mean, outside of Colorado being hot at the top of the year, Jim Harbaugh in Michigan was the story for the football season, college football. And so if you're looking for commentary on, oh, my God, he lost, he's a cheater, what the hell does that have to do with him going to the NFL? Is he going to deflate footballs for the Chargers, huh? Is he going to start spying on teams, you know, with the Chargers? The answer's probably no. The answer's probably not, okay? So good on him. And if I were a Chargers fan, I would be thrilled the fact that this guy is in. I think the Chargers had two options, and I don't think you take an L with either one. And this one might actually be better because he's probably going to stick around longer unless he gets power hungry. It was Bill Belichick, who still doesn't have a job, crazy to say, and Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, your new head coach of the Chargers, and Doc Rivers, your new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Much love and many thanks to everybody who locked in and listened today, tonight, depending on where you're at. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it is coming to a close. We will be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. Much love and many thanks to you for listening. Yes, you the listeners. Be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey.